You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
The following is a paid program. This program may contain adult themes and nudity, and you can never go wrong with that. Speaking of always being right, views expressed on this program are those of life-experienced mechanics. Continued listening may cause addiction and, in rare cases, a rash. Discretion is advised.
A mechanic tries to fix your car. No matter if you're near or far, he'll change your oil or fix your flat, and he'll do it just like that.
Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Okay, Al, hit it!
Yeehaw!
Hey, what a great day it is to be alive, and welcome to Dave's Corner Garage. We've got some interesting guests today.
Yes, we do.
Have Jim Matthews and Ryan Rogers. He's related to Roy, I imagine. Roy Rogers?
Okay. We'll find out at the end. If he knows the song, yeah. We know there's some connection, okay?
Yeah. I'll give you trails. A hint. Happy trails to you. Anyways, Ryan is with Car Cost Canada, and we're going to find out more about that company and how they can help you purchase a new car. Terry O'Keefe is coming on later talking about secret shoppers, people out there buying cars but never closing the deal.
Are they like superheroes?
I don't know.
They wear masks and capes and stuff?
Big reminder, the contest. This is our second biggest ever contest we've ever had. You get to go to Las Vegas. You get to run a Ferrari around the racetrack after attending a racing school.
Woo-hoo.
And you get to stay in a hotel for 3 weeks. No, actually 3 days. In Las Vegas, it's like a week. Every day is like a week.
Well, if you're not careful and you're running into the wall, you may be there for 3 weeks.
You never know.
You got to be careful. Don't drive like an idiot.
Hey, we'll fly you down. We'll fly you back. And you can do it anytime you want between now and May the 18th, 2018.
It's yeah, whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, apparently.
Exactly right. Posted. I was lost a lot of body parts.
Exactly.
Anyways, we'll be right back with Ryan and Jim. We're going to be talking about LeaseBusters, Car Cost Canada, all kinds of interesting stuff. The phone lines are open, so if you want to call in, listen for the number.
Exactly. And if you don't want to pay too much for that next car, you better stick around. This is Dave's Corner Garage.
Okay, welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. The garage doors are wide open, and we're ready to take your questions. Jim, we want to talk a bit about Car Cost Canada, and you brought Ryan around. Ryan is the brand manager
for Car Cost Canada.
Wow, that's a big word.
Well, you've been eating brand for a long time. Keeps you regular.
The brand manager. Love it.
No stuff.
It's got a T in it. All righty. So tell me about Car Cost Canada, and how did you get it off the ground?
Well, basically what happened is years ago, so this would have been in 1995 or 96,
there
was a company that had a 900 service. So those were the discrete services way back then. This was before the internet. And they hired LeaseBusters to do the new car pricing, to provide them with the data. Make a long story short, they spent a lot of money, they went out of business, and they turned the business over to us because they owed us some money.
Right.
Fast forward to 1999, .com's out there, lots of money, and the internet's there. So we actually sold the company to a private shell, and it became Car Cost Canada as a private entity. So they're not part of LeaseBusters anymore. They're their own division, their own private, well, actually, it's a public entity. It's a public company. And here they are today selling new car pricing and doing quite well. So what we figured we'd do is, let's put a co-marketing agreement together and partner up, whereby people who want to get out of their car leases would then go to Car Cost Canada and get the best deal on their next new car.
Interesting. So you've already selected the car that you want, and you come to Car Cost Canada, and they will tell you what's available as incentives are concerned or as pricing is concerned.
Well, not really. So I'll let Ryan explain. Yeah. I'll let Ryan explain. So you go.
Yeah, we had a 2-hour meeting before this all started. You know, seriously.
Well, it was actually only an hour and a half, but
we don't listen.
Right.
There you go.
I'll let Ryan explain. So once you log on to CarCostCanada.com, Ryan, you do what?
So when you first get to our website, the first thing you're going to want to do is activate your trial membership. Basically, what you're going to start off doing is building and pricing a report. And this is going to tell you the dealer invoice price on the car, what incentives are available, and as well as lease and finance rates.
So let me stop you. So can I just punch in the kind of car I want, the year, the make,
yeah,
the model?
Yeah, you're going to go year, make, model.
Right.
You're going to have a style selection as well. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to be able to choose what options you want on that vehicle.
What's a style selection?
The style, so the different trim levels available on that car. So
as an example?
Like a Honda Civic, you know. The various, like EX, EXL, that would be an example.
Right, and if it's got a navigation package. So is that linked directly to the manufacturer's website, or that's you get their information from there?
Yeah, so that information is all on our website.
Okay.
Once you've chosen your exact style, model, and everything like that, you're going to click View Dealer Invoice Price Report, mm-hmm. and that's when we're going to show you all the necessary information.
And all the necessary information means, well, and it changes daily, correct?
It changes not daily, but monthly.
Okay,
monthly.
So in other words, for example, you know, there's a particular model that one company's selling, and they got a whole parking lot full of them, can't move them. So they offer the dealer a better price on those, correct?
Well, I mean, so markups could change depending on the time of the month. Mm-hmm. So a dealer may be willing to reduce their markup, which is also part of our services, saying, you know, you can buy this car at a certain markup. But the main thing is the incentives that you qualify for,
right?
And that you're entitled to. So what we're going to show you is all the incentives on that vehicle and the ones that you're entitled to.
So what you're saying is, though, you know, I've walked into the dealership, for example. Let's say I've walked in and I see the car of my dreams and there's a sticker on the window. And it talks about, you know, what the listing of all the options and everything is. And it may even say on the bottom, car, you know, the cost of this car is plus, you know. But what we're saying is that that could be old information. And
no, what that is the window sticker, Alan, is the MSRP. That's the manufacturer's suggested retail price. So when you go to Car Cost Canada, as Ryan said, you build and price that same car.
Right.
It will produce a window sticker with that retail price on it.
Mm-hmm.
Then, as Ryan mentioned, you click on See Dealer Invoice Pricing. You click on that button, and then another column appears. So if the car that you saw at the dealership had another column, that's the dealer cost column.
Okay.
So the dealer cost is really what the dealer pays the automaker, the manufacturer, for the car.
Mm-hmm.
And then to add to that, the pricing report on Car Cost Canada provides all the incentives, because every month the manufacturers change their incentives to promote the sale of that particular vehicle. And at that time, you will see what you are entitled to in terms of an incentive.
Now, that's all well and good, but you actually can supply that car.
We can't supply the car, Car Cost Canada can't supply the car. So, Ryan, explain what happens once.
Yeah, so essentially when someone generates a report, we're going to do our best to provide them with a referral to a trusted, recommended dealer.
Right.
So in most cases, we're able to do this. And basically what a referral dealer is someone who is going to provide our members with a great experience and also a great price. So, you know, this is a person that's been pre-screened and is going to deliver the best experience for.
So we walk in with a Car Cost Canada form.
Yeah.
And I go, hey, Max, here's it is. Is this for real? And the guy says, yep.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, at what point do you actually find out what you're going to pay?
You can actually figure that out on your own. So there's the Car Cost Canada refers to as a best price formula. That will give you the guidance that you need to know before you meet up with Max at the car dealer. So, Ryan, quickly?
Yeah, so the best price formula is essentially the dealer invoice price, which, as Jim said, is what the dealer paid to the manufacturer. Then you're going to subtract any rebates that apply to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, things like if you're a recent graduate, if you're paying cash, these are ways that you can get cash from the manufacturer.
Mm.
Then once you subtract that from the dealer invoice price, you're going to add an appropriate markup. We usually say 3% on most cars sold in Canada, and that's going to basically help you arrive at your best price.
Hmm. So the other question we're going to bring when we come back, is it better to go to the banks, arrange your funding before you walk in and get a cash price, or is it better to use the dealerships, you know, zero down, zero for 48 months?
Those answers and many more
right after the Edge of Night.
We'll be right after this break. And thanks, Jimmy. Yes, go ahead.
I was going to say, just a reminder, go to Dave's Corner Garage, enter the contest. You can do it on your cell phone. Las Vegas, baby.
Woo, viva Las Vegas. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Yeah, that's a great deal for Salem Tires. You can exactly. Drive the tires for 30 days. Don't
and
like
you don't
them.
Like them, you give them back.
Give them back. Get
there you
set.
Go.
We got another 30 days. Go give them back.
We got Jim Matthews in here from Lease Busters and Ryan Rogers, brand manager of Car Cost Canada. And just before the break, Dave, you're asking a question.
Yes, I was asking, was it better to walk in with money that you've prearranged from the bank, like walked in there and taken a loan for a car, or is it better to walk in and go for a dealer incentive 000, which I know you don't get a great price on because the money's got to come from somewhere. So how does that work with Car Cost?
So the answer to that question is you're best off building and pricing first and getting a report and seeing what the finance rate is, because sometimes manufacturers will offer a better rate depending on if you're a loyalty customer, or sometimes they may just be offering a great rate, like 0% or something like that. So, if they're offering something like that, you want to know.
All right, then you can find this out before you've even walked
before
into
you
the
even,
dealership.
Correct.
Yeah, before you even went to took the bus to the bank. Yeah.
Every report has a full schedule of what the manufacturers are offering in terms of interest rate. So what happens is, like you said earlier, Dave, if you take the 0% from the manufacturer, quite often there's what is called a non-stackable incentive, so a cash incentive provided by the dealer. So if you don't take the 0%, you can qualify to get, let's say, $2,000 or $3,000 of an incentive. So all of a sudden, let's say you activate your line of credit, which is typically a half a point over prime. Prime is 2.7%. So you can buy money at 3.2%. However, if you take the $2,000 or $3,000 cash incentive for paying cash, so arranging your own finance, your interest rate is not really 3.2%. It's effectively less because you're borrowing less.
That's right. Yes.
So the Car Cost Canada report is so vital to find out really how much are you paying for 0%.
I love it. It's actually, you walk in with more information than the dealer this time.
Well, you know what, though? The dealers, in my experience with Car Cost Canada customers, because, by the way, the Lease Busters customer goes to Car Cost Canada once they get out of their lease because they want to get a good deal on the next car, and we promote that. But having said that, most Car Cost Canada members, when they go to the dealer, the dealer contacts there love them because they're educated. They've made a decision. They've got all the information. It's an even playing field.
Fascinating. Yeah. Let's go to the phones. There's a question, actually, for Car Cost. Fred from Mississauga. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you? Can you just speak up a bit? You're just a little bit quiet on the phone.
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Okay.
That's the problem. We can't hear you. Okay, speak up, Fred. Go ahead. What's your question?
I'm trying to buy a truck, and I go to the manufacturer's websites, and they all have discounts and incentives mentioned. I went on the Car Cost website, and they kind of suggest that there might be different incentives. Is that true, or can I just get the same information from the dealers and manufacturer's website?
So to answer your question, there's advertised and unadvertised incentives. So the dealers may be promoting certain incentives. However, they could possibly not be talking about other incentives, which we would show on our report. So our reports would show both advertised and unadvertised incentives. So to answer your question, you're better off building a report and seeing what potential hidden rebates could be there.
So there are things that I may be entitled to that I don't even know about.
Yes.
Exactly. That's the whole
point.
Quite
possibly.
Yeah, yeah.
Quite possibly.
Well, fabulous.
Can you come back? It's a question. Can you come back after you've made the deal and say, look, I just got this notification from Car Cost Canada that I was entitled to another incentive. But once the deal's made, that's it.
Once you sign a new car deal, you're actually signing a waiver that you're getting, let's say, the $2,000 incentive. You're actually signing and acknowledging you're getting that. So if a new incentive comes up on, let's say, April 1st, April Fools, you took delivery of your car on March 28th, you're not entitled to
it.
No, you're not.
It's done and done and set.
It's done, yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Thanks, Fred.
Thank you very much.
Interesting question. So better, with knowledge, you're more powerful than without knowledge.
Just a question, too. You're talking about Lease Busters and people leasing cars. Can you lease a car through Car Cost Canada?
Not really. What you can do, and this is why this is where the LeaseBusters customers, and by the way, again, it was the LeaseBusters customers that were requesting that we partner up with CarCost Canada, because once LeaseBusters gets a customer out of a car lease, mm-hmm. about 30 to 40% of them actually lease another new car. And the reason being is, of course, the current their current vehicle, it became, you know, useless to them. They had kids, or they became an empty nester, whatever the case may be. So they came to us and say, how can you help us on a new car?
So that's my point, is that you go to CarCost Canada and use that information to arrange your new lease.
Exactly. So in other words, you still arrange the best price, because a lease is still based on a price of the mm-hmm. car. You use their financing form to find out what their lease rates are. So typically 1.9, 0.9, whatever the case may be. So it still gives you all that information. Remember, 30% of the new car buying public leases their car.
I love it.
All right, so and that's right on the CarCost site.
Yeah, the lease rates are there, and there's lease
Perfect.
Incentives.
Okay,
everything
okay.
is there.
Excellent.
So we didn't say it was carcostcanada.ca?
No, it's carcostcanada.com.
Thank you. Okay.
One-stop shopping for your next new car.
All right, we'll be right back after these quick messages with your phone calls. We're going to be talking to Elaine, and she has an old car with a stabilizer bar.
Stabilizer bar?
Yeah.
Not stable?
Not stable.
We'll have to find
out. It shakes when I drink.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Alrighty, Al. We're back.
We are back, and we're going to take a mechanical question now. We've got Elaine in Cambridge, who's got a problem with her old car. What kind of car is it, Elaine?
It's a 97 Saturn,
mm-hmm.
and it owes me nothing. It's been great, but I'm getting another car. And my lady that helps me in my garden last summer expressed an interest that she would like to have it, and I would give it to her, but I don't want to give her a disaster.
Okay.
Now, the stabilizer bar is rusted out on the one side, and the bottom of the car is pretty rusty, and the other side is going to go. Is that ever going to be able to be fixed?
The stabilizer bar is quite common that they do fail, and they actually sell it as a package now. You can call the GM dealer, or you can call an aftermarket garage. They do sell it all together, so it's quite a reduced price. I think you're looking at roughly about $300
for
which
each
is,
one.
No, for the entire stabilizer bar, the bushings, and the two links. It comes as a package.
Oh, okay, but if there's nothing under the car to attach it to, like it's rusty, the car's rusted underneath.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Did you have the car audited? Did they look at it and say it's repairable?
We see at the end of the day, Elaine, the car's going to have to pass a safety standard certificate.
Right.
And if it's too bad, you're right, it can't be. And in fact, they've really tightened up the rules about that. And in particular, if there's a hole in the floor, for example, or
trouble.
Underneath that is bigger than, you know, the size of a quarter, it even can't be fixed. So you're going to have to take it into the garage and have it checked for the safety first.
Yeah, do that. Have the car, well, I always call it audited. All right. So what they'll do is they'll pull the wheels, check the brakes, literally go through the whole car and give you a list of what it's going to need for safety.
Okay.
Right. And that may cost you $50 to $100. But that way, you know, in your mind, look, yeah, I've handed you the car for nothing. Here's what you're going to have to spend to fix it, and let her do it.
All right, Elaine.
Thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
Great question, especially when you're giving cars away for free. You know, and
well, yeah, and a lot of times all you've done is you've gained a membership to the I Own a Crappy Car Club, you know, and it's just a big hole. You're going to throw in money, eh?
That's like a pool, a hole in the backyard where you throw money.
All right, we've got a specific question. Going to go to Jimmy at LeaseBusters, I'm guessing. Trading a lease. We've got Nikki in Toronto's got a question for us. Nikki, go ahead.
Yes, I'm interested in finding out. I was at my dealership earlier this week, and I'm halfway through my Lexus IS250 lease,
uh-huh.
and now I really want to step into an SUV, and they really weren't able to help me at all because the payment was just so high, I could not believe it.
You've called the right place, and Jimmy's got the answer for
He's
you.
He's smiling.
Okay, so here's what actually happened. The Lexus IS250 that Nikki has.
Great car.
Fabulous car.
Yeah.
It has what is called a lease buyout. The buyout is the amount of money that it costs to terminate the contract. So it's mm-hmm. it's the buyout of the actual lease contract. So what happened was the new car dealership had the vehicle appraised by their used car department. We'll use numbers. Let's say the appraisal was $30,000. The buyout of the lease was $38,000. So they'll take the car. However, there's an $8,000 shortfall. So what they did is they took the $8,000 and they amortized that $8,000 over, let's say, the 48-month lease that they were quoting Nikki, And all of a sudden, it produced a payment that was about $200 more than what she saw advertised in either the newspaper or online. So that's what Nikki's saying. Why was it so? Why was my monthly payment so expensive when I got quoted at the dealer when I had this trade in? Because if she looked at the paper or went in without this lease, this is what happened. So fast forward, you go to leasebusters.com, you put in the information of the Lexus IS250. LeaseBusters doesn't care, or LeaseBusters customers don't care about the payout is. They don't care about anything except, is the vehicle in good condition? Is the monthly payment at or below market value? Is the kilometers at or below the contracted value? And lo and behold, we have thousands of customers that will take over that lease as opposed to expiring it and buying it out. Nikki then gets liberated, goes back, and gets the monthly payment $200 cheaper. Everybody's happy.
So the short story is Nikki gets out of her car
yes.
and doesn't have to pay any more money.
Correct. She doesn't. She's not responsible for the $8,000 shortfall.
Right.
Nikki, how many straight miles are on this vehicle?
I have 30,000 right now.
It's a baby.
It's a baby, yeah. That's really low. You'll have no problems moving that car.
Yeah, LeaseBusters would love
it. How long do you think it'll take?
Typically, at LeaseBusters, depending on the vehicle and depending on the time of year, it would probably take anywhere between 2 to 6 weeks. And again, it all depends on who's looking for a Lexus IS250 at that time. We've had conditions where a customer was actually at the office or on the phone with one of the reps. The reps activated the listing, and literally the customer got a telephone call while they were still on the phone with LeaseBusters. So it's, you know, there's always between 7,000 to 9,000 people on leasebusters.com every day.
Nikki, have you got a pen handy?
I do.
All right. Jimmy, you want to give her the address?
Just go to leasebusters.com. And if you want to give us a call, you can call us at 888-357-2678.
And the other thing, Nikki, is that you're the one who's selling the car and transferring the paperwork. These folks will help you to do that and walk you through it and what you have to do. So there's no fear there of meeting the public and putting this deal together. You basically, they'll walk you through how to do it, and then away you go. And then you can go to Car Cost and get another car. Maybe you never know what deal they
There you go. That's the other website you should write down. It's Car Canada, carcostcanada.com. And you're going to get the best deal that you can.
That's right.
Great. When we go back to the dealership, I'll have all that information. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Yeah. You know, it's fascinating how complicated this business is.
Well, you know what? It is complicated, yeah. but you know, once you've gone through it,
yeah.
And again, LeaseBusters has been in business for 27 years. So what happens is many of our buyers and sellers are third, fourth, fifth generation LeaseBusters customers, where they go through this process regularly, and it's really easy. And for us at LeaseBusters, and I'm sure for Ryan and his colleagues at Car Cost Canada, this is really easy stuff. So it's just a matter to go through the experience once, and all of a sudden go, well, geez, that wasn't so bad.
No, it's true. And I was just getting we have a connection with Automotive News in the States. And they brought out, in the States, they usually have what's called dealer groups. Mm-hmm. And the biggest one is AutoNation.
Yep.
Second biggest one is Penske. And I was looking at the numbers of how cars these people sell. Wholesale and retail, AutoNation will sell 649,000 cars in 1 year.
Yeah.
Right? Out of 260 dealerships. The next one, Penske, sells 556,000 cars out of almost 300 dealerships.
That's crazy. Amazing numbers,
eh? Amazing numbers.
Well, there are 1.5 million new cars sold in Canada, and Canada's only one-tenth of the U.S. market.
Yeah, and here's two dealerships selling over a million cars.
Now, that's wholesale and used cars included, though.
Amazing stuff. Yeah, wholesale, used cars, and fleet.
That's right.
All righty, Dave's Corner Garage. You call in when you hear the number during the break. We'd be glad to take your calls. And remember, go to Dave's Corner Garage, either on your iPhone or on the computer, and enter that contest.
Go to Vegas.
Vegas,
baby.
I've been there. It's hot.
And you can turn some hot laps on the track, too.
I got to tell you a story about my wife in Vegas when we come back.
Was she hot?
She's always hot.
Oh, this is Dave.
Can you open
Garage.
The window? I'm hot.
That's not what I was thinking of. We'll be right back.
Okay, welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I was talking about Las Vegas. We were down there. So my wife likes to gamble on the machines, like for $20, $30.
The slot machines, yeah.
Right. So she starts at the bottom end of Las Vegas, and they give you like $10 or $15 of free play.
Right.
So she goes to the casino, she signs up, she gets $10 or $15 of free play, and then does the next one and the next one. She works her way back to our hotel. So I says, how did you do? Well, let's see. I got like $10 here, but I spent $14 on coffee. So we ended up back. That car, my wife was all buzzed, but she didn't make any money. All righty, we'll go to the phones. And
we talk to Pat, who's calling in from Ajax. Yeah. Pat wants to know. Well, I'm not going to ask the question. Pat, go ahead.
Hi. Yes, I want to know when's the best time to buy a 2017 car. Is it when 2018 come out and then the prices go down for 2017?
Great question. Jimmy?
Well, from you know, my history, which has been a long time, it is often beneficial, but really what it depends on is how long do you want to keep the car for. So if you're going to keep the new car for, let's say, over 8 years, then it's better to wait till the 2018s come out. Because often what's going to happen is the manufacturers are going to put on incentives to move out what are referred to as the past models. Now, you won't be able to find out what those incentives are unless you go to Car Cost Canada, because the dealers are not necessarily at liberty to disclose what these incentives are. So you got to get a pricing report in order to do that. But that being said, often the best time is at the end of the model if you're going to keep the car for over 8 years.
Yeah, but one of the issues is that they're already selling 2018s or showing them, and it's not even the first quarter of the year.
Those are new car introductions.
Yeah.
So they do that for one reason and one reason only. They're allowed to increase the MSRP in order to promote the lease pricing on those vehicles, because the residual value on MSRP are based on the percentage of the MSRP.
Right.
So they can actually generate a lower lease payment with having a higher residual on a 2018, so on a newer model. So that's more of a marketing technique. It's quite clever. But the 18s are typically just there coming out halfway through in order for that and that reason.
But isn't
only.
That crazy? I mean, it used to be that the October, they pushed it from December to November to October.
Yeah.
And now I see cars that are running, an 18 yeah. will run more than 16 months.
Correct, yes. And again, that's not as common as you might think. I mean, it happens once per manufacturer. Every couple of years, kind of. Uh-huh.
Pat, are you the type of person that does keep a car for a long time, or
yes,
generally
it's
short?
It's going to be a long time car. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then that makes sense. That it really, you know, you want to wait.
The year doesn't matter, right?
Exactly.
But you see,
so
now,
when did you say the best time was? What month?
It would be when the 18s are coming out. So when the new model year comes out, and typically that's in September.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what you want to do is probably around August, join carcostcanada.com. Build and price the new car that you're looking for, and evaluate and assess the incentives, the year-end incentives that are on the vehicle. And if there isn't any there, wait till the next month. Because, Ryan, what happens?
Yeah, so what happens is we're actually going to show you in your member dashboard the incentive updates month to month. So you're actually going to be able to see in real time as the incentives are updating on your price report. So you'll be able to go back in, let's say, September, October, November, and see how the discounts have changed.
And one thing I wanted to add is the dealers have what's called an RDR card, which is a retail delivery report. At the end of the month, they're trying to hit that number. They got to hit a certain number to make their quota. And so if you're buying a car, I would be buying like on the Friday at the end of the month and walk in the dealership near the end of the day.
There's something to be said about that.
They're struggling to sell that last car. So that's a great time to buy a car. All right, when he's trying to make the RDR. Some of them will actually move your RDR from the previous month back to this month and get it out. So bottom line is the day of the month and the time of the month is really important.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Pat.
Thanks, Pat.
All righty.
Ryan, quickly, you know, when you said that you find out in advance, you know, what the options are going to be for the following month.
Right.
So you're going to have two live ones all at the same time?
No, so you have one live report on a car that you've built, and as you go back, you can look at that report online anytime. And so as the month changes, we're automatically going to update the incentives and show you how they've changed from month
to
month.
So I can find out in advance, though?
Not in advance, no. But, like, you'll be able to see as the month rolls around.
All right, super.
Alrighty. We're going to take a quick break. Coming back with Terry O'Keefe from Omvic. Mm-hmm. And Terry's going to talk about secret shoppers and what they found out in the Kitchener-Waterloo area.
That they don't shave their legs as often as they ought to.
I do. I wouldn't know that.
This is.
You know, the only time I shave my legs is when I go for an operation.
That.
As high as I go.
And more of your
That's
questions.
That's as high as I'm going.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Alrighty, the music means we're back, and we're going right away to talk to Terry O'Keefe from Omvic. The folks at Omvic have been trying to get people to understand the one pricing on what they advertise is what you buy it for.
So, exactly.
Yeah. Terry, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, but that comment about the leg shaving, Dave, I don't know. Yeah. Omvic is all about full disclosure, but I think that was too much information.
TMI.
A lot of enclosure. Not going there.
Now, Terry, I understand that our friends in Ottawa weren't doing very good when it came into sticking to the all-in pricing rules, but you've done some more research, and it ain't getting any better. What's going on?
Yeah, so we went to the Kitchener-Waterloo Guelph area back in December. We shopped at 20 dealerships there, and 10 of them tried to charge fees in excess of their advertised prices.
Wow.
Obviously, that's disappointing. It's illegal. You mentioned Ottawa. There it was 15 out of 20 who tried to do it. I will say one thing about the results from Kitchener-Waterloo. The amounts that they were trying to charge over the advertised price were nowhere near what we saw in Ottawa. The highest fee that we saw in the Kitchener-Waterloo Guelph area was $964 as opposed to the $4,000 we saw in Ottawa.
That's a lot of bratwurst.
Yeah, it is indeed.
So what happens? Do you go back to the dealership's display and give them like a slap on the wrist to say, look, this is what's happening with your sales staff. You better get them online and explain what's going on?
This particular report was generated just to conduct research and identify problems. And now that we have, I think it's fair to say that, that particular part of the province is likely going to see some more mystery shoppers, only these ones will probably be carrying badges.
Now, what kind of excuses or comments do the dealer come back with usually? That they're not aware of it, or you misinterpreted it, or we're just bad guys? I mean, what did they tell you?
It varies. Often they'll tell, it's an oversight. It may be a mistake. Sometimes the person who does the advertising regularly has gone on vacation, and the person who's filling in for them isn't aware of all the regulations.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, consumers are entitled. They have a right to all-in price advertising, but it's not just about consumers. It's also about creating a level playing field for other dealers. It's not fair if I've got hidden fees in my pricing, and you're a dealer, Alan, and you've included all your fees, my cars look cheaper when they're actually not. So not only is it unfair to the consumer, it's unfair to the dealers who are compliant.
But so many times too, they'll talk about an administration fee or the car got etched prior to me getting it, and you have to pay these fees, but you're telling us that's not the case then.
Well, no, what I'm saying is if dealers can charge administration fees, that's perfectly legal. And if they have etched their vehicles and intend to charge for that, that's okay. But those fees have to be included in the advertised price.
Hmm. You know what?
If the car is $20,000, they've got a $500 admin fee, and they've etched them and they charge $300 for it, we would expect to see the price of that car in an advertisement is $20,800.
You know what I see is that when I saw George Eney's things on CTV, when they go in and do a secret shopper, there's a degree of trust between the customer and the sales guy, and these people sort of feel like this guy's in a more powerful position, and whatever he tells you is fact. And I've seen them say, the Omvic fee is $400.
Yeah, we actually saw that, you're right, in some of George Innes' shopping here in Ontario 3 years ago. We had a very similar situation to that. And I can tell you that salesperson is no longer in the industry.
Oh, is that right? So you guys did take action a bit there, right?
Now,
so,
question, what if somebody did buy a vehicle and then realizes after the fact that they paid too much? Is there any recourse or something you can do about it?
Absolutely.
And what
that's
is that?
Why it's important for the consumer to keep their advertisement,
mm-hmm.
and so that they can prove that this is what happened, that they were charged above that advertised price. That obviously talk to the dealer first. If that doesn't work, file a complaint with Omvic.
Now, how do they do that?
Probably the easiest way is to give us a call, our complaints team, 1-800-943-6002, or just go online, omvig.ca, and you can actually file a complaint right online.
Interesting. And you were saying that actually the complaints are down as far as the volume of dealers are out there. They're really not that bad.
Yeah, I know. We tend to talk about worst-case scenarios, yeah, and these types of things. But the reality is dealers in Ontario sold 1.2 million vehicles last year, and OMVIC had 965 formal complaints.
Interesting.
It's actually a pretty remarkable track record, and it does say something about the improving professionalism in the industry.
You know, and the other thing is that on your website, you actually name the names. If a guy takes time and looks up the dealership, it'll tell you what complaints are against the dealership or what's going on with them. And other, you know, regulators don't name the names. You know, we're talking about the home industry.
No, you're absolutely right. All that information is available. It's public on our website. Curbsiders who've been charged or convicted, the same of the dealers or salespeople, if they've been disciplined, all that is public information available on our website. Just look for a little tab that says enforcement.
I love it. Omvic.ca or .com? I always blow that.
.ca.
.ca. Omvic.ca.
And don't get fooled. You know, a lot of people want to do it privately, but that's not going to help you. You got to go to a registered dealer, and that's where you're going to get protection.
You know what I love when I interview Terry? He always says, you're absolutely right. My wife never says I'm absolutely right.
You put a dress on him, though. I bet you he changes tune. Besides his legs. Have you ever seen his legs? All right, Terry, thanks for joining us. Have yourself a great weekend.
A pleasure, guys. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
All seriousness, Omvic.ca, if you're going to buy a used car from a private individual, you're out of
You're life. On your own, exactly. Yeah. But this is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be back with more of your calls right after this break.
All righty, welcome back. While we're at break, we got an email in with a couple of questions. And
we did.
Alan is going to read it because I can't read anymore with all the heckling around here.
Lovely lady named Margaret wrote in from Burlington, and she got a bit of a two-part question here. She says, first of all, you know, it's been about 9 years since I bought a new car, and the last new car that I bought took me about 6 years to pay for, and I don't even know if I got the best deal on it. And so my question is, two parts, what can Car Cost Canada do for me to make sure that I don't pay too much for my next car? And I haven't decided which kind of car. I know on a small crossover, a little SUV, could you help me to find out which one would be the best for that too?
Yeah, so the best way to get started would be to go to our website at carcostcanada.com and start your free trial,
mm-hmm.
build a report, and find out what discounts you're entitled to from the factory. That's really going to be the main way we're going to be able to help make sure that you do not overpay. Also, you know, in regards to not being sure exactly what car she's looking to purchase,
mm-hmm.
The best thing to do would be to upgrade to a pro membership at Car Cost Canada, and you're actually going to get five unique quotes where you're going to see the best discounts on, you know, all kinds of vehicles if she's, you know, still looking for different vehicles in the same class.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be the best way.
What does the gold membership cost
you? So the gold membership is $30.
You mean the pro
membership. Right. Well, the pro membership is $30, but you're actually going to receive $50 in free gas from Esso. So really, it's better than free.
Better than free.
It's better than free.
How many times can you enter?
What?
Margaret, I'm taking advantage here, you know.
Wait, I want to thank Margaret for writing in. I hope we've answered her question.
I love it. I love it. By the way, just something interesting. There was the Italian police report. They broke up a gang that was going to try and steal Enzo Ferrari's body and hold it for ransom. Can you imagine? So Enzo Ferrari being, a national hero in Italy because of the cars,
mm-hmm.
the plan was to take his body and hold it for ransom. They did the same thing with Evita in
Argentina.
Argentina, yeah, right. So they buried her like 45 feet down and then poured cement all over it so they couldn't never get it out. But I'm sure this is going to happen here. Absolutely crazy. It's more about drugs and stuff like that and trying to raise money. You want to take another call? Or are we going
Sure.
To, yeah.
Yeah, we want to talk to Joan in North York who's calling in with a question. Joan, what can we do for you today?
Yes, I've got a 2006 car that only got under 90,000, and the body's good and everything, but I need a new air conditioner.
Okay.
So what I'm thinking of doing, I guess in the past I've always been able to purchase a car with about 20,000 kilometers on it.
Right.
And so now I'm trying to decide whether to or to buy a new car, and I usually pay cash is the best way to do it for me. But I'm just wondering, which way do you save more money? Is it better to get, you know, as I say, the other cars I have got that have had 20,000 kilometers on them, I've known of the people that drove them.
Right.
So at this point, I have no don't know anybody of that. So, and I guess that's my first question. And my second question is,
you got to hurry.
If you, when you take over a lease, though, you have to pay for the lease. You just can't buy it out with cash, I guess, can you?
Okay, well, first of all, I'm just going to go back to your initial question was, can you save money by buying a used car? And, of course, it all comes down to condition, okay? You have to have the car checked to find out what kind of shape it's in. And if you don't know who you're buying it from because none of your friends drive anymore or something like that, you are taking a bit of a gamble.
Yep.
You can get the car checked by a local mechanic, somebody that you use. And, Jim, as far as the second part?
Well, any lease takeover can definitely be bought out. The original lessee, that's the seller on leasebusters.com, can get a buyout from the leasing company to find out exactly what the value of that car is. Often what's happening, though, is the lease hasn't depreciated the car low enough to reach the current market value. That's why people hire us. Remember the example earlier on in the show where Nikki had a $38,000 buyout. Mm-hmm. The wholesale on the car was only $30,000, and the retail value on that car would have been, let's say, $33,000 or $34,000. So my recommendation to the caller would be join carcostcanada.com and find out what the type of how much the a 2017 brand new vehicle is by way of determining the best price using the formula that Ryan explained, as well as the incentives that are available. Because quite often you can buy a brand new car that's loaded with incentives for not a great deal more than a used 2015 or 2016 with only 20,000 kilometers on it.
And the added bonus, of course, is that you get peace of mind. You're going to buy a car with a warranty.
That's right.
So you don't have to worry about
it. And the other thing is people don't realize that the first payments on a lease are really interest.
Well, they're not interest, but they're interest front-end loaded. So there's more interest at the beginning of the lease payment than at the end, of course.
Versus principal, right?
Yes, and that's not as prevalent as it is today. The reason being, because most leases, their interest today on new cars are 0.9, 1.9. So it's not as heavily loaded as it used to be.
But I remember it used to be always interest payments were the first ones. And
absolutely.
And they depreciate at the back end. So leasing versus buying, your rule changes all the time. First it was 4 years, 5 years, now what's it now?
No, it's always been, it's always six is the magic number. So if it's over six, you buy your car. If you're going to keep your car for under six, you lease your car.
Jim, thank you for joining us. Ryan, thank you. He's way there on the other side of the mics.
No problem.
Ryan Rogers, who is a relative
brand manager
of Roy.
From Carcost Canada.
Or how about Ted?
Yeah,
even better. Related to Ted Rogers. Anyways, carcostcanada.com is correct?
Carcostcanada.com. Head there today and start your free trial and find out what savings you're entitled to.
Actually, I'm just going to go to the site and just scope it out.
You want the gas card?
Yeah, $20. We'll take a look.
You can't go wrong.
Sebastian, thank you for your great job. Alan, thank you.
You're very welcome.
And we'll be back here next week. I think Terry O'Keefe is going to be the guest with us. And we're actually going to have a guest from the audience other than Steve.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, drive safe. Make sure you keep the shiny side up
and the greasy side down. And we'll see you on the flip-flop.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
About the clouds and we're together. Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.